B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. You know what I love? We go back and do the playbacks, and it gives us something to kind of have some fun with while we're waiting for sports to come back. And you realize how much things change and how much you miss it. How much it's amazing, because this game, this would be game three that we're going to play back of the 1983 finals. It's 1983 finals week, all week long on the show. And live from the Forum in Inglewood, California, baby. L.A. Lakers. Purple and the gold. And our Sixers taking it to them. Up 2-0 in the series. NBA on CBS. Dick Stockton and Bill Russell on the call. One of the things I just love about it, we go back and, you know, May 29th. We're almost there. Like, we're at, you know, you think about it, a little more than a week off the pace. We got to get hoops back. Before we get to the game, let's go to the introduction from Brent Musburger as he gets you set for Sixers Lakers Game 3.
Moses Malone is the NBA's $2 million man. He is carrying the Philadelphia 76ers toward an NBA championship against the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers are down, but they're not yet out. The Lakers badly need a touch of magic, because so far in this series, every bouncing ball has gone Philadelphia's way. From Los Angeles, California, the focus is on the Forum, where the 76ers and the Lakers are ready for Game 3 of the championship. The stage is set for Game 3 of the NBA World Championship Series, as the Lakers hope that the home court advantage can get them into the win column. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Brent Musburger, and welcome. You know, only two times in NBA World Championship history has a team been able to come back from a 2-0 deficit to win the title. The first time, 1969, when a center by the name of Bill Russell led the Boston Celtics back to a championship after they were down 2-0 to the Los Angeles Lakers. Then in 1977, it was the Walton Gang. Bill Walton and the Portland Trail Blazers, who fell behind Julius Erving in Philadelphia 2-0 and then won 4 straight. For the Lakers, the road now is all uphill. But this is a classy ball club, and they have come back home to try to begin.
Wow. Isn't that getting excited, Junis?
I love Brent.
Yeah, he's the best. All right, right away, the Forum is rocking because the Lakers get off to a hot start. Back-to-back buckets. Six is nothing.
Magic on him, and Magic steals the ball. Rambis. Kurt Rambis making his presence felt early. Wilkes is guarding Andrew Toney, and Kareem is guarding Ivoroni, and Rambis is on Moses Malone. Julius Erving is called for the foul over the top. Nearly 2 minutes gone by, first period. It's 4-0. Rambis and Kareem, it's 6-0.
Cunningham may want to take a timeout, and he has called a timeout. All right.
Billy C with the timeout. But like you expected, Lakers come out hot game three. They continue beating up the Sixers on the boards.
Rambis gets another offensive rebound, and Norm Nixon. All five Lakers starters are in the scoring column.
And this game is a very physical game.
Right around 5 minute mark in the first quarter.
By the way, I have a lot of Russellisms in this one today.
Oh, do you? Oh, great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's great. He's the worst.
He's pretty bad.
Sorry, legend, but who cares? Something made him. But right around a 5 minute mark, on the first quarter, it was all Lakers. In fact, Lakers grew that lead all the way to 12.
10-point lead. Rambis steals the ball. Finds Magic Johnson. Open court for Magic. Nixon pulls up. Oh, three. Fine pass by Lord Nixon.
And I think again, Billy Cunningham's going to call a timeout. He didn't want to let this one get out of control.
Absolutely right, Bill.
Cunningham has to make sure that they don't let the game get too far and they have to start playing catch-up ball.
They already have to play catch-up ball. The best is the...
Thanks, Bill.
He's the what? I love when you do that. Cracks me up.
What?
All right, so they had another timeout. Billy C calls too early, but it didn't work. Lakers still running.
Flint Richardson is coming to game. He's handling the ball now. Missing from the corner. Kareem gets the outlet to Nixon. 2-on-1 with Jamal Wilt. This is what the Lakers call showtime. And they're putting on a show. 26-12 with nearly 4 minutes remaining in the first period.
Yeah, 26-12. How about that? First quarter, game three, important game. Lakers come out hot, form rocking. And you're wondering, are the Lakers just going to run away with this thing? But the Sixers come back, led by Mo Cheeks.
26-13. Clint Richardson has done a good job on Magic Johnson. Kareem. And Julius Erving gets it out quickly to Cheeks. Michael Cooper is back on defense.
Now they're scoring the fast break.
That's their first points off the fast break. And here's a turnover. And when they get the ball at that point, they usually come up again. Lakers get back, however. Lakers by 11. Their biggest lead, 14. And there's Bobby Jones. He has done everything coming off the bench. Scoring, block shots, passing, rebounding. And now Philadelphia has run off a string of five in a row.
How about it? Six is back in the game. Lakers held that 9-point lead into the second quarter. But Six start playing good ball, man. First 6 minutes of the second quarter, a lot of free throws for the Sixers. Now under five left, they go on a break and cut the lead to six. Listen to this.
8-point game.
Now the game is being decided now. The Lakers got to a good start. And as I said earlier, there's a lot of emotion. Now they got to come down and execute. And they haven't been able to do it so far in a lot of situations where you expect it to.
Turnover, Bobby Jones in the baseline. And now Philadelphia making their big spurt now. 43-37. It's a 6-point game. And this is the closest Philadelphia has come to the Lakers. Pat Riley says, don't stop now. We have 4 minutes and 31 seconds. Remaining in the first half, the Lakers called the 22nd timeout.
You're right, man. Phil Russell's horrible. God. He was doing the finals. I mean, I know the guy's a legend, but seriously, he's terrible. On the 4 minutes to go in the first half, Lakers back up by 8. But the Sixers come back. They cut the lead to 4. Moses. And then Andrew.
Jamal Wilt with a hoop. He has 12 points. Hopefully it could be a rally breaker from the Laker point of view, but Philadelphia playing strong and coming back in this game. Julius Erving and Tony gets the offensive rebound. Malone, that's the difference right there.
Yeah, the Malone got the third offensive rebound.
Bobby Jones and the Sixers will try to cut it to 4. Is the band on the run now, and the light Lakers is leading by 4 points with 3:40 to go in the first half. So a 15-point has been shaved to 4 now.
Momentum Sixers into the half. Sixers down by only 3 after falling behind big. And they continue it into the third quarter. And right around the 9-minute mark, take the lead.
We're still tied at 52, 9:15 to go. Rambis has 4 fouls, so the 2 starting power forwards have 4 personal fouls apiece. Malone uses his body and gets the point. So Moses Malone gives Philadelphia their first lead of the ball game, and it comes with 9:02 remaining in the third period. 54-52 the score. Jamal Wilt off the hands of Johnson, so the execution Walters again for the Lakers. And on a two-on-one, Tony throws it in. And now Philadelphia is rolling, and Pat Riley wants to talk it over.
Yes!
Andrew. That's right, man. He's our all-time two-guard. Midway through the third quarter, though, vintage Doc. Genius drives the lane. Take a listen.
Philadelphia by two. The Knicks in four straight. They took Milwaukee 4-1 and lead 2-0 here.
Look at that. Doc. All right, before this next bucket by Moses, listen closely to Dick Doc and what he says at the beginning of the highlight. You ready? Take a listen.
The Lakers have only two baskets this period, but they've gone to the line 16 times and missed only once. So the free throw shooting and put it back in the game. They're leading by one. Clement Johnson against McAdoo, trying to take advantage of his problem. And there's that man, Clint Richardson.
Moses knocked it loose.
Malone inside. What was the last time Malone didn't get a basket that he really wanted? That's what it seems like, doesn't it?
Moses.
Think about that, though. They made two buckets all quarter. But yeah, 15 crazy, points man. Off free throws, and that's pretty much what it was. Like, there was a lot of free throws in this game.
Yeah,
I was hurting for highlights in the third quarter.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of free throws. No, you're right. A lot of free throws. And a lot of Moses, too. Because remember, see, the backstory was the Sixers were so close. We were talking about, can the 2000s become can the 2020s become the 1980s with success? And well, one of the success pieces of the Sixers, they go to the finals in 77, they go to the finals in 80, they go to the finals in 82, should have been there in 81. And so they're buzzing around, they don't win. Then they get Moses, and he was unhappy, forces a trade. The trade happens in like August. And then everybody knew that that was it. So you had Moses, and Moses was so dominant, and he was the reason why that 83 team's an all-timer. And take a listen to this. Moses is just forever dominant.
Kareem away from the basket. Long skyhook. Oh! Magic Johnson can't do the follow-up. Ivoroni clears the rebound.
Here come the Sixers on the break.
Andrew Tony. Julius almost tips it in, but there's Malone again. Gets the offensive rebound. Double team. Physical all over the place now. Magic and Malone are shoving each other. Malone will go to the line and shoot two. If there was ever a sequence that shows how and how much too strong Malone is for the Lakers, it's right here.
Moses. Is that one of the all-time great names, Juice?
Yeah, it's definitely up there.
Malone. Under six
a double
minutes.
M.
Yeah, man. Moses. Under 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Sixers up by six. And we could sense it. Oh, they win this game. It's over. Mo Cheeks. Highlight time. Starts the break. He puts Sixers up by eight. And then later, the doctor will call.
Cheeks. It's another big one. Pressure continues on the Lakers. Malone has 19, Tony 18, and Irving 18 for Philadelphia. Jamal Wilkes with 18 points leads for L.A. 5.5 to play, fourth period. And here comes Julius Irving on the turnover. So at one end, Jamal Wilkes made a pass that was picked off by Moses Malone in about 3 seconds. The 76ers converted it into a slam dunk, and it's 90-80 again, a 10-point game.
How about it?
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So, let's go to about 2 minutes left in the game. Andrew at the line. And listen to how bad the Lakers were shooting, man. Sixers clamped down strong on defense. And, of course, Bill Russell adds some scintillating commentary.
Less than 2 minutes to go in the fourth period. The Lakers are shooting 27% after a 52% first half. And the Philadelphia 76ers, as the bench shots show, are within one game of a four-game sweep of the defending champions.
Another defensive play turned to an easy score. And the Sixers have made it against all the teams they played in the playoffs. They made the big defensive play.
What?
Thanks, Bill.
Well, I hate to be like disrespectful, but when you go back to listen to like that broadcast, that was horrible. That's an NBA Finals broadcast. No wonder. You know, it's such a different world back then because it wasn't a big deal. Wasn't even near as big a deal as it is now. The league, quite frankly, is pre-Jordan to post-Jordan.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, if I were to be honest, I mean, look, I'm Bird Magic. You know, they were incredible. But as far as popularity is concerned...
Well, yeah, one of the big things from the Last Dance, the docuseries, was, I think, was it the 9th episode or the 10th episode? I forget which one. And David Stern was talking about how, you know, basketball was popular, but Jordan made it a worldwide...
Yeah.
Not worldwide sport, because basketball was already a worldwide sport, but the NBA was a worldwide phenomenon. And that was Michael Jordan, and it continues today. Now you have, you know, a lot of guys from Europe playing in the NBA, and you're right, Jordan really started it. I don't know, were they airing Showtime Lakers games in Europe? Like they would air a Jordan game? You saw that part when he went to Paris?
Nah,
and he got swarmed.
They weren't like
the other dream, or the other dream team, sorry, nah. That was Lithuania. The dream team in 92.
Nah, they weren't like that. Nah, it'd be the game. Listen, I think Doc and then Bird and Magic basically kept the league afloat. At one point, it was almost bankrupt. They were going to take their TV contract away. It was a drug-addled league. The first episode, when Jordan tells the story, he's a rookie, and he comes into the hotel room, and there's drugs everywhere. I mean, that was the league. There are teams like that.
Baseball, too. Those were the glory days.
Yeah, right. But anyway, this one we loved. So it's game three, and the Sixers winning. And they go on to win 111-94. That's how dominant they were. They were down 14 in the first half. They go on to win 111-94. And here's how it sounded at the final buzzer.
And the final seconds here. The Philadelphia 76ers have taken a 3-0 lead. And commanding is not the description for it. It's 3-0 as Philadelphia beats Los Angeles, winning the game here at the Forum, 111-94. They have won 11 out of 12 games in the playoffs, and in this period, the Sixers outscored the Lakers 39-22, so it was that fourth quarter spell that did it again for Philadelphia.
There it is, one game away. What did you learn, Tunis?
Bill Russell's terrible.
Yeah, I know. Did you learn about Moses during this thing? How great he
was? I already knew, just based off of my dad telling me stuff, you know, growing up about Moses. I mean, he used to, my father used to always do like the zinc off stuff when I was in the house of, you know, Moses and Julius Erving. So, you know, I kind of knew. Then when I was a kid, I watched the videos just trying to learn as much as I could. I mean, before I even got into radio, I just wanted to know about the history. So I kind of know. But now that I'm more experienced, I guess, in terms of watching a game, it is, it's just crazy how much different it is. And the mid-range, and we were just talking about the fouls. I mean, oh my God, the amount of fouls, the amount of times the teams went to the line.
I know, right?
It's crazy because I feel like they let, I don't know, like, do they let them play more now than they did back then? Because we always talk about how vicious they were in the lane and how a lot of times they weren't called.
The game was way more physical then.
Right. But, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. Like, I can't tell.
Well, you know why? I'll tell you why. They don't drive to the basket like they.
Exactly, that's true.
One, they don't drive, and there was a post-up game back then. I mean, you had a legitimate post-up. The game went inside out, whereas now the game goes shooting threes.
Right.
So you had a lot of, and quite frankly, it's how I wanted the Sixers to play this year. Like, I thought they needed to go throwback this year and force almost like that 83 team played, where they were a fast break team and they posted up. Like, I thought that the blueprint for this year's team should have been off of 83.
Yeah, with putting, you had to have some 3-point shooting, of course, and that's when you have.
Come on. I mean, obviously, it goes without saying. I mean, you're playing it today, so you still need a semblance of 3-point shooting. But come on, Andrew, you're gonna go to the line where you're gonna post up more, you're gonna penetrate more.
Yeah, and that's more where Embiid should thrive, and that's quite frankly Simmons would thrive more.
See, the biggest problem right now with the Sixers is that they want to shoot more threes than they should. And when they shoot more threes, they have guys who shouldn't take shots shooting those threes.
Yes.
I mean, it comes down to that.
And that comes back to Brett Brown.
Your best players are not your 3-point shooters. So you're just putting the ball too much in the hands.
Korkmaz.
Right. That's my point. You can't expect Korkmaz to give you threes every night.
I need to grow a bomber.
You can't do it. Your best players, Embiid, Simmons, Harris, Horford, none of them are really good 3-point shooters.
Right. Brett Brown will make you think it's Korkmaz, Scott, Thibel, and Ennis. That's your best
right.
players.
And the other one. Who I like, the kid who played, who did the great game against the Lakers. You remember?
Who, Neto?
No. Or against the Clippers. Oh, my God. They've been away too long. Shake.
Oh, yeah, Shake Milton, yeah.
So, Shake, you know, again, these guys can't be shooting the amount of time. And it's all because their best players don't shoot threes. Well, I mean, Harris can shoot it, but he's not a great 3-point shooting.
Yeah, he's more of a mid-range attack the basket kind of guy.
And he's open, you take a shot. I mean, that's it. Horford the same way. I mean, he was shooting double the amount of threes. I mean, if you really think about it, their issue was because they didn't play the style they needed to play.
Right.
Now, I'm not telling you that style, bully ball and mid-range and attacking the rim is going to win, but that's how they need to play it. And you find out
it suits their talent better.
Well, that's the point,
right?
And then you find out if it could win, right?
Yes.
Like, wouldn't you much rather go down finding out whether or not they can win playing that way? And if you can't, then you got to move guys.
Yeah, well, yeah. Then you build a bad roster.
Right. But then it goes down to it. then you got to move other players. Like, then you got to move Horford. And you got to get another three guy on the floor. I mean, that's it. But that's what it comes down to. You got to play a certain way. Figure out if you can play that way. If you can win that way, great. If you can't, all right, well, then you got to make a change. If the three ball really doesn't, like, if you really need to shoot the three to win today, then we'll find out. I wanted to find out one way or the other. Doesn't that make sense?
Yes, it does. I have a trivia question for you.
You do?
Yes.
A Cuzzo trivia question?
Yes.
Cuzzo coming soon to the App Store. Right, Tunis?
Yes. How many three-point attempts do you think they took in this entire NBA Finals in 83? All four games, how many three-pointers do you think they attempted?
That's a great question for Cuzzo,
yes,
by the way.
It'll be on there.
I'll say three.
You're very close. Two.
Two?
Imagine that. In a four-game series,
they attempted two
three-points.
Two three-pointers.
Now, can you guess the two players? They each took one, and they both missed.
Andrew?
Yes.
And Doc?
No.
Andrew and Clint Richardson?
No. In the rafters?
Oh, Mo?
Nope.
Bobby Jones?
Yes.
Wow. That had to be like a heave or something.
Probably. That's the only thing I picked up from watching these games. Bobby Jones, they didn't really attack the shooter because Bobby Jones, his shot was so slow.
Yes.
So slow. But it was pure. I mean, he was shooting like 60% from the field in the season because nobody came up on him.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, we got to take a quick tee. We'll come back. All your calls coming up. We got lots to do, man. We got salutation games. We got to figure out some of these teams. Do me a favor. We got to go through the West a little bit. You got the West.
Yes.
All right, we'll go through some of these other teams and figure out where the Sixers rank. 610-632-0975. And, I mean, I know I simplified it, but to me it crystallized even more listening to that playback. How you got to play. Like, he had to play this year by attacking the rim and posting up. And not shoot that many threes. You got to shoot like 10 to 15. Can you get away with shooting 10 to 15 threes a game and win in this league? I don't know.
As long as you're controlling the clock a lot.
And you got to control the glass. You got to play great defense. But that's your only way you can win, I think. You agree with that? Let's talk about it. Cuz Radio with the Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.